Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And we turn now to a story out of North Carolina. We're less than 2 months from the midterm elections, and days ago, county officials in North Carolina were caught off guard by a huge request. In August, the federal prosecutor in North Carolina's Eastern District issued subpoenas for millions of voter records, and that included registrations, ballots, and more, all on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. And that sent county officials scrambling to figure out how to comply.
Staff were scrambling to fill positions for early voting polling stations. This comes out of the blue. This is a demand for millions of documents in 3 weeks. It's absurd.
That's Greg Flynn, and he's the chairman of the Wake County Board of Elections, speaking to WRAL.
We haven't even printed ballots yet, so we have to deal with that.
Since then, the U.S. Attorney Robert Higdon, a Trump appointee, has scaled down his demands, giving the boards of election until January to comply. But the fight isn't over. On Friday, North Carolina's State Board of Elections voted unanimously to do whatever necessary to keep from providing those voter records to federal prosecutors and ICE.
This board will not stand idly by and consent to an agency attempting to obtain records and documents that violate the principles of overreach by the federal government.
To help us understand all this, I spoke with Melissa Boughton. She covers courts and law for NC Policy Watch. And I started by asking her what kinds of records are the U.S. Attorney and ICE looking for and why?
They initially asked for everything from our State Board of Elections and 44 county boards of elections in the eastern part of North Carolina for the past 8 years. And that includes all voter registration forms, early voting, provisional voting forms. These are documents that have driver's license numbers, social security numbers, and the addresses of every North Carolina voter over the past 8 years. All of their voting records, and they had even initially asked for the cast ballots of those voters. They have since kind of walked back their request and asked that those documents be redacted after significant media coverage pointed out that the privacy of about 2.2 million voters in North Carolina would have been compromised had those documents been turned over.
And Melissa, and we did reach out to U.S. Attorney Higdon's office, and they declined to comment on the investigation. What can you tell us about where this could actually be headed?
This is most likely connected with an investigation in which they recently indicted 19 foreign nationals and charged them with illegal voting. Those folks range in age from 26 to 71, and they're from all over the U.S. But they were indicted by a grand jury in Wilmington, North Carolina. And this is assuming the same grand jury that these subpoenas are asking for our election officials to appear before. So similarly to you, we have not gotten a response from the U.S. Attorney's Office. But that is the question on everyone's mind, is why this request? It's so broad. And there isn't any reason that has been given thus far. And so it's got a lot of people questioning the motive.
That was Melissa Boughton, reporter with NC Policy Watch. I also spoke with North Carolina Representative David Price, a Democrat whose district includes Raleigh and Chapel Hill. He and other lawmakers are demanding answers about these subpoenas from the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department. And last week, he put out a statement calling this, quote, alarming and unprecedented.
Partly it's just the scale of this. Millions and millions of records, a lot of them threatening to compromise the privacy of voters. But just an overwhelming burden on these election boards for no clear rationale. They've now said they can wait till February, but that doesn't really help very much. What we're left to conclude, I think, is that this is all about President Trump's initial claim after the election, this bizarre claim, false claim, that millions of undocumented immigrants voted illegally in 2016. So then this Pence-Kobach Commission was created to investigate voter fraud. The commission was disbanded, as we know, but President Trump deputized the Homeland Security Department to continue the work. So the fact that ICE is a party to this, ICE, along with the Justice Department, finding apparently this willing U.S. attorney in eastern North Carolina to carry the water, this gives you a pretty good tip-off as to what this is about.
And Congressman, what are you hearing from your constituents about this? Are they concerned? Are they aware?
It just came out of the blue So that's, I think, mainly just shock and bafflement. This is just an overwhelming request. And by the way, the State Elections Board, which isn't known for making bipartisan decisions, in this case, Republicans, Democrats, everybody on that elections board, ask our attorney general here in the state to investigate this claim, to file whatever kind of legal actions were required to deal with this, because it's so it's just out of the blue, although, as I said, it figures, and when you think about it, it follows the narrative that the president has perpetrated ever since he lost the popular vote in the election.
Congressman David Price represents North Carolina's 4th District.